What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
Good morning.
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise.
Yes, it is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Mead here reporting. Thanks to Mark for another great show of Pop Drones. That was an old edition of Pop Drones. And no, Mark, I'm not at Sled Island. I am in the studio. And yeah, and if you need, we had a caller asking what was on that playlist. You can give Mark a call next week and he'll be able to tell you. But coming up in the next hour and a half, a lot of really good weirdness. We've got some metal bashing from the likes of a brand new Zev album I picked up this weekend. We're going to hear some Test Department and Usher's I Know About. And we're going to have some electronic noodling thanks to Emeralds and a Helden reissue I've got. And then some early Cab Voltaire. Anything else that jumps out of the shelf at me. And if you want to give me a shout, let me know. 822-2487. What we're going to start the show off with, though, was something handed to me by our very own Nardwar, the Human Serviette, last week on Friday. And possibly one of the weirdest albums to come out of this fair city, or any city for that matter. We are going to be listening to something off of Troubled, the sole output album from Vancouver, British Columbia's Jesus Rock Trio, The New Creation. This was originally pressed in 1970. Only 100 copies existed of this on vinyl. And it is a weird amalgamation of outsider music meets new school psychedelia, if you will, and of course a heavy, heavy, heavy Jesus message to it. They're not being ironic here. And the story goes is the guitarist of The New Creation was at the Jello Biafra show last week and came up to Nardwar, gave him a repress of the CD and stuff like that, met Jello. Jello knew exactly who The New Creation were because he's such an obscure music fan and stuff. And he asked him, he's like, hey, do you have any of the vinyl on you? And he's like, no, we got rid of those years and years and years ago. And Jello went, well, too bad, because the last time I saw it on eBay, it was going for $1,750. And when you hear this track, I think you'll know why. This is very, very sought after by record enthusiasts and weirdos alike. This is The New Creation from Vancouver, British Columbia, with Countdown to Revolution.
Minutes to revolution and countdown.
Where do we go from here?
The church is dead, but my word's alive.
Cambodia, Vietnam, Middle East, Congo, Suez.
Total pollution.
Abundant life.
Help me.
It is appointed unto men once to die, and after that the judgment.
And all hell break loose.
So advanced we need only push a button.
He that believeth on me shall never perish.
These are troubled times.
And endless strikes, unrest, fever.
And peace and joy.
The church died of unbelief.
An overdose of traditionalism.
Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever.
Does it really matter how we live?
Keep my commandments.
Help.
He helped the hopeless and the helpless.
Puts a few more bombings.
Who really cares?
The truth shall set you free.
1 minute, 30 seconds.
Come to the dance, kids, after benediction. Come to the man's kids and have some cold aid.
Life is an endless craving for sensual satisfaction.
Might is right.
I come to give you peace.
The Russians are coming. The Chinese are coming.
Push a button.
It's the end.
Repent or perish.
The church died of infantile paralysis after just one century.
A communications breakdown.
A lonely rendezvous with death.
An ecological disaster.
Cancer of the left lung. You can see it quite distinctly now.
There is no help beyond myself.
The church does not inspire or does not alarm.
He performs miracles.
1 minute to revolution.
Help.
Philosophy is good, it quiets the mind.
Like a festering sore.
Is the power cut off?
50 seconds.
Bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing.
Lost its fire.
Caught cold and died.
I am the light of the world.
With science, I can do anything.
Through Christ, all things are possible.
Do not adjust your set.
40 seconds.
Methodist, Baptist, Roman Catholic, Episcopal, Anglican, Pentecostal, United, Lutheran, Presbyterian, High Church, Low Church, Middle of the Road Church, Methodist, Baptist, Roman Catholic.
Himself.
Christ is the head of the church.
30 seconds.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
The opiate of the people.
I am the resurrection.
Just a foot to a test concourse of atoms. Just a one-cell spontaneous boom. A sudden eruption from no life at all. Order from chaos. Boom, boom.
Oh, God, please help me.
In the beginning, God.
20 seconds. 19, 18.
This is the end of the world.
He's got the whole world in his hand.
Philanthropist, dentist, tool machinist, cook, comedian, politician, astronaut, artist, blues guitarist, teacher, lawyer, tram conductor.
Brown and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight.
15 seconds.
Go and sing no more.
To be or not to be? Is that the question?
This will be quite painful.
My friend, you must not drug or drink, lie or cheat, wear long hair, be unemployed, think, breathe, sleep, drug,
I'm not an animal. I'm a human being with a soul.
Sign on the dotted line. Survival of the fittest. 10 seconds.
Oh, God, help me, please. I can't escape my cocoon.
Because I live, you shall live also. This world is not my home. I'm a merely passing through. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do?
Who are you the night of?
Time of reckoning.
A one-way ticket to...
7 seconds.
Heaven or hell?
Help me now, before it's too late.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Six.
Help me.
A small step for man, a great step for all.
And greater things than I do shall ye do.
5 seconds.
Help!
See you again. Next week. Same time. And remember, folks.
The way to God.
4 seconds.
Help!
Jesus Christ is still the hope of the world. Of the world. Of the world.
Three.
Of the world. Of the world.
Please help me.
Of the world. Of the world. Of the world. The world. Of the world. Of the world. The world. The world.
Century.
fantastic times with God. Singing love through the nation. We are the new creation. We want a revolution like they had in the Word of God.
Neprostyči padají, něco tě do náručí.
Friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and The Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
And no, I'm not an egotist that only plays ads with my own voice in it there. I've completely forgot about doing that one, so I apologize. But yes, friends cards, very important. CITR, what can you do? You just heard something here from Prague's, and I'm talking about the country, not the form of music. Užme Doma, probably Czechoslovakia's, well, Czech Republic's kind of most well-known export, other than maybe Plastic People of the Universe. Užme Doma out now on Uniform Records, the great progressive label out of Indiana, I believe. We heard something there entitled Cranny. Užme Doma, fantastic live band. Made quite a name for themselves in Vancouver in the late 90s. They liked Vancouver so much, in fact, that they released their live album that came with A Plastered Slav. Was live at the Starfish Room back in 1996 or 97. If anyone remembers that show, holy cow, my face melted off. It was amazing. Before that, yes, Vancouver's own The New Creation, and I can guarantee you're going to be hearing that a lot on many shows here on CITR. A undiscovered gem. The album is called Troubled, and we heard Countdown to Revolution. I swear to God, it sounds like The Velvet Underground meets the Shags. Pretty weird stuff. Coming up, we've got some... Hans Claus gave me a call. He's not feeling so well, so I'm going to give him a set of metal-bashing goodness here. Something I just picked up at the lovely Audiopile Records. A reissue of Stefan Weiser. He's better known as Zev, one of the forerunning pioneers of industrial percussion. And As If and When is the name of the record, out on Sub Rosa Records. His own liner notes from 1978 dictate: as sound is motion perceived, the development of a vocabulary which describes and defines motion and translates slash communicates that information in articulation of timbral, resonant, and harmonic structures is the basis for this work. A continual search slash presentation of slash for new information. I don't get it either, but this is Zev. Recorded live San Francisco at the Savoy Tivoli the 12th of February 1981 with a piece simply entitled If. Yeah.
The 22nd Annual Vancouver Jewish Film Festival features a diverse array of films ranging from comedies, narrative features, and thought-provoking documentaries. The festival runs from November 9th to 18th. Be sure to check out films like Breaking Upwards, a quirky romantic comedy about a young New York couple who intricately strategize their mutual breakup, or The Beetle, a funny mockumentary about the film director's obsession with his 40-year-old Volkswagen Beetle and his effort to restore it. He finds himself on a journey meeting previous owners who tell remarkable stories about the car, and the journey ends with the birth of his first child. Don't miss the 22nd Annual Vancouver Jewish Film Festival, November 9th to 18th, sponsored in part by CITR 101.9 FM. For tickets and a complete listing of films, visit vjff.org.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. Luke Meat here, and we heard a decent bit of metal bash in there in that last set. Something brand new, reissued by Stefan Weiser, better known as Zev, one of the founding pioneers of industrial percussion. That went all the way back to 1981 with a track called If. We mixed in some Einsteins in Neubauten there with off of my, probably now my favorite record by them, Drawings of Patient OT, originally released in 1983 with Vanadium I Ching. And then, not to be outdone, I threw on some Test Department there off of their debut, Beating the Retreat, and that was Total State Machine. Moving into some more electronic territory, this album is probably going to make a lot of critics' best of list. I know a lot of people have been buzzing about it for months. They come from Cleveland, Ohio. They are three young men named Mark McGuire, Steve Hauschlitt, and John Elliott. They make a very, very nice noise when they get together and call themselves Emeralds.
We'll be right back.
Become one of us. Pledge to Fund Drive 2010. Call 604-UBC-UNIT. Visit CITR.ca.
Yes, indeedy. Fund Drive is coming up next month. And as always, it's where we ask you, the listener, to show us you care, open your hearts, open your wallets just a little bit. And you get cool prizes and stuff like that, and you keep us alive for a little while longer. You just heard some kind of electronic-y kind of stuff all over the place there. We finished off there with some Cabaret Voltaire off of the fantastic Tyranny of the Beat compilation out on Mute Records. Came out in 1991. One of the best compilations I've ever come across. It features the likes of SBK, Throbbing Gristle, Chris Carter, Non, Neubaut and Loop, Hafler Trio, Monica Zaza. Really great stuff. Yeah, we heard Automotivation there. Before that, some very early proggy French electronic fusion from 1975 in the form of Helden. Their album is called Third. That has just been gorgeously repackaged and reissued by the fantastic Wawa Records label out of Barcelona, Spain. Be sure and check it out if you can. And then we start you off there with an album that's getting a lot of press and causing a lot of controversy, too. The Emeralds, three kids from Cleveland, Ohio, noodling around with some electronics and stuff like that. One of our engineers thinks it sounds like Vangelis. My girlfriend thinks it sounds like Kitaro. I think it sounds like neither. I think it sounds really good. But either way, their new one is out, available at finer record stores now, available out on... I pulled up Google Translate here for that Helden song because I can't. My French is really terrible. And let's see if she can say it for me here. Hold on. The name of that Helden song was...
Code de cachalot à la psilocybine.
Cool. There you go. And it translates into sperm a la ratings psilocybin. So there you go. Thanks, Google Translate. Emeralds heard there. And then now we're going to get into some... We'll finish off with some hurdy-gurdy action by Mr. Keiji Hino, master of the noise guitar. Bibikoff, great Bibikoff liner notes here. And, with its crank handle mechanism and drone strings outnumbering melody strings, the hurdy-gurdy is the industrial instrument par excellence, a connection Keiji Hino makes abundantly clear on the tracks of 21st century Hurdy Gurdy Man. And that will just about do it for yet another edition of A Noise. Thanks for tuning in. We've just been listening to 21st Century Hurdy-Gurdy Man, Keiji Hino, available on the Psychedelic Speed Freaks record label, released a couple years ago. Simply no tracks are given, of course, like all Keiji Hino releases. This is track 3. And stay tuned for The Green Majority and Democracy Now! And Rumbletone Radio Agogo in the afternoon. And until next week, this is Luke Meat signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
My name is Tori Malatia, and I'm president and CEO of WBEZ in Chicago.